Hello, my name's Rich, and welcome to our Monday roundup section called This Week on Premier Skills English.
Hi there, I'm Jack. That's right, we're back with This Week to discuss all the latest football action.
This week, we've got lots to discuss. The World Cup, the Premier League, fantasy football, and the winners of our prediction competition.
And of course, we want you to practice your English and interact with Premier League fans from around the world in our comments section.
You can do this on the Premier Skills English website or the Premier Skills British Council Facebook page.
Let's start with this week's headlines.
Vive la France!
France beat Croatia 4-2 in the World Cup final in Moscow to lift the trophy for a second time. One of the best finals in recent memory saw France come out on top against a strong Croatian team. Well done to Les Bleus.
Modric wins the Golden Ball.
Croatia's Luka Modric won the World Cup Best Player Award for his amazing performances in Russia. The midfielder ran more than any other player during the World Cup. 62.9 kilometres.
Kane gets the boot and Courtois the glove.
Tottenham's Harry Kane won the Golden Boot for finishing top scorer at the World Cup. He scored 6 times for England, and Chelsea's Courtois won the Golden Glove for the best goalkeeper at the tournament. Courtois kept 3 clean sheets for Belgium.
Before we move away from the World Cup, we need to announce the winners of our World Cup competition.
Yes, we do, and it's been a lot of work. You all made a lot of predictions, and I've been calculating who made the best predictions out of all 64 matches that were played at the World Cup.
Remember, you scored 1 point for the correct result and 3 points if you predicted the right score. So, Jack, do we have a winner?
Yes, we do. With 55 points, the winner of the Premier Skills English World Cup prediction competition is NW2425 from the UK.
In second place, with 53 points, is Ahmed Adam from Sudan.
In third place, with 52 points, is Yuchiko13 from Georgia.
And in joint fourth place with 43 points are El Ghul from Algeria, Lubomir from Ukraine, and Yuvalaka from the UK.
Well done to all of you. We'll be in contact with you today, so check your emails.
And thanks to the hundreds of you that entered the competition. We will have some new, exciting competitions soon. So, the World Cup is all over. I don't really know what to do. Maybe I could do some gardening.
Gardening? You've never done any gardening in your life. Anyway, the Premier League kicks off in less than a month.
Brilliant. And speaking of the Premier League, we need to tell everyone about our plans for the new season.
Let's start this week with fantasy football, because we want to get as many people to join the Premier Skills League on the Premier League's fantasy football competition as possible.
What is fantasy football?
Good question. It's the Premier League game where you can choose your own Premier League team and compete against other people or managers from around the world.
That's right. You get £100 million to spend on players from any Premier League team. Each week, your players score points, depending on what really happened in the Premier League.
And you can play against friends in private leagues, and that's where Premier Skills English has its league.
Last season, we had over 200 players from over 40 different countries in our league, and this season, we want to get even more.
To join our league, you need to sign up for fantasy football on PremierLeague.com. Choose your players and then join our league.
We've put all the information you need on the page below this podcast on the Premier Skills English website.
If you have any questions about how to join the game, write a message in the comments section at the bottom of the page or send us an email at premierskills@britishcouncil.org.
Right, that's all we have time for. I hope you've enjoyed this football roundup. Join the discussion at the bottom of the page.
Bye for now and enjoy your football.